Nick.
Joined.
Seb.
Hello.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
C'est moi.
Is it working? C'est moi. Oui. Me too.
Da-da-dum. Da-da-dum.
How are you, Sebastian? Good?
I am better, yeah. My bike is coming in better order than it was, and it's better.
Oh, good.
And you?
I'm hanging in there. Hanging in there.
I guess beginning of next week, you will receive the resume from somebody I asked to send to the ICANN website for the job with you.
Oh, good. The more, the merrier.
Yeah. What's happened? The other are not coming? It's 10.
Yeah, and it's pretty late.
Yes.
Don't know about you, but sleep sounds good to me.
So do I, yeah.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Now, I put a little sunshine there because it's morning where I am. I know it's nighttime where you all are, but anyway.
It's morning with sunshine, I am sure.
It is. We've had really heavy storms, Sebastian. We've had very, very, very heavy both rain and thunder. And up in Queensland, there was enormous damage done last week. Many, many, many millions of dollars and, you know, hundreds of houses damaged and things. And I had, I've got an awful lot of wet carpets. Because the rain here came down so heavy that the verandas couldn't, you know, it was coming down and it wasn't able to run off the verandas, so it actually ran back towards the house and come in under all the glass doors, and we were moving lounges and there was streams of water coming through roofs and ceilings. It was all very exciting, I must say. But it's sunny right now.
It sounds like a bit more exciting than you really need.
Oh, well, yeah, there is that, but there you go. But, of course, we only have small amounts of this sort of weather, and this is the time of year for it. Most of the time, we're very much blessed.
Yeah, we actually have high winds here tonight. It's calmed down a bit, and it's been raining all day.
Well, we certainly still need the rain. We've still got a driving back from Canberra after the IPV6 summit. It was good to see a bit of green, but it's still an awful lot of dry around the world. Certainly around our central parts of our states, it's still quite drought-stricken, but there was a bit more green poking through. Okay, how many of you? Oh, who's here? Evan's here. Vander is about to enter. Who else have we got?
And we're still
Evan's not here yet.
For Eva.
Oh, Evan's just showing off. I'm just reading through the chat. Okay, I might just finish responding to an email that I've yet to manage to. That was one I should have done yesterday. I'm only 24 hours behind. That's not too bad, I suppose.
Not at all.
Considering. Okay. Wolf is joining us, I'm sure.
I presume so. He sent an email out earlier today.
Fall,
so, and yes. We changed it to today because of him, I think.
Right. But he did indicate, you know, looking forward to talking to us later tonight, so that's why I was...
Vander? Joined.
Hi, Vander.
How are you?
Hello, darling.
Hello,
how are you, Nick? I saw a lot of pictures from you today.
I hope they're good.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful.
What's these pictures? I don't know anything about pictures.
George, I'm
sure. You were there, too.
This is our official photographer, George.
Yeah, there he is.
Good. I hope he's got some good stuff of everyone.
Yeah. I'll send a letter to everybody, okay?
We need to have a Flickr or something for ALAC.
Yeah, that would be good.
I wasn't really joking. I think it would be very useful to have a little, some sort of open source repository for images.
Yeah, someone. So this is a job of our half worker.
Yeah.
Well,
sounds like a rapporteur job.
Now, come on.
He's not here, so you can give him lots to do.
We can talk about it.
No, come on. He's got enough on his plate with just bludgeoning the ROPs into some semblance of order.
Well, Cheryl, about the IGF.
Yes.
I was looking after some better information about the ALAC session. I couldn't find it.
No, it is there. And unfortunately, they haven't even put across what... See, we put in a complete application with speakers and everything. And they haven't transcribed that across. So one of the things I'm doing today is writing back to Bahia to say, look, you know, here is exactly what we said the first time, and it hasn't changed.
Yeah. Yeah, because some groups from Latin America have asked me, where is this section? Because I make some promotion of this section over there.
No, it is.
And I couldn't find it.
No, well, it's certainly listed. Just give me a second and I'll tell you which number one it is. It's amongst the several things I have to do today that I should have done.
I can imagine.
All these people keep sending me emails. There we are. They're here. Yes. It's workshop number 22, Vander.
22.
Workshop number 22.
Okay.
Lessons learned from the engagement and facilitation of internet users into policy development and process.
Okay, I get this one and circulate in our caucus, IGF caucus in Latin America.
That's great. And what I'd love to do is actually after we have this meeting, engage with you, because I really want to have some external input as well, so that they get a flavour of the issues of trying to do this at a global level.
Mm-hmm.
Europe hopefully will be connecting somehow by some video link.
Yeah.
I've asked Olivier from ISOC London to contribute, but I would very, very much like a specific Latin American connection. And of course, I'd like it in to show the difficulty of the language issue.
Uh-huh.
Because as a workshop, we need to show the warts and all matters that we're grappling with, trying to get bottom-up, multi-stakeholder input, and why it's worthy of doing, but it's not an easy job. So perhaps we can have another little call specific to that a little bit.
Yeah, that could be good. And because I'm almost sure that a friend of mine that is from the Minister of Telecommunication in Mexico will be there too, and ours, the Minister of Information
Joined.
Technology or something like that from Cuba.
Right. Because that,
so
that's exactly
I will exchange some ideas with Dan, and he'll let you know, okay?
Thank you. And Jacqueline has sent me a few names from Latin America who will be attending.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I will send all the Brazilians.
Good. Brilliant. I mean, I have no shortage of a subcontinent attendees who can speak, you know, Hindi and a whole lot of other things to people.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want it to
It's just because during the IGF, as I remember here in Rio, and it was very, very... we have a good chance to talk with a lot of people from non-profit organizations around the world.
Yes. So it's a two-way thing. So that's great. I'll get back to Bahia and tell him that, you know, we'll tweak it a little bit more, but I'll leave it at regional representation at the moment. Excellent. Okay. Has Tor Evan managed to bludgeon his computer without breaking it? Has he joined us yet?
Yes, it's Wolf who has joined.
Oh, hi, Wolf.
Oh, good.
You're feeling better, I take it. Busy, but better.
Yes. Much better than 2 weeks ago in Cairo.
Well, I think, to be honest, it seems to me that there's an awful lot of people who've come home unwell from Cairo. Many of the ISOC people have also come home unwell.
I was sick for a week. Denise was sick for about a week. I know a bunch of people were.
Yeah.
Do we know how Darlene is? Because
she's on the mend, but she's still not well, I think.
Yes. Yeah. No.
But it's something more specific. It's nothing from Cairo.
Oh no. But there was, unfortunately, you know, you sit in airplanes and everybody shares bugs.
Yeah.
yeah.
But her husband had pertussis, had whooping cough.
Yeah.
So, and that's highly contagious. Many people have immunizations for it as youngsters, as children, certainly in my country.
Yeah, this is for kids' disease.
Well,
no.
It is, but it's not. It's coming back as it kills children. It's bad for children because it kills them, but it's still a debilitating disease for adults. And certainly what people are failing to realize is that every 10 years or so, you actually need a booster.
Yeah, you need to keep, you know, with the shot all the time because you need
to be
immunized of that.
That's right. It's very distressing, and more people are not keeping up their coverage. And there's also something called parapertussis, which is in common language called a 100-day cough. It's mm-hmm. not the full hoop, but it is affecting more and more adults, and we're seeing it in this country, particularly when people are under certain stresses. So where we used to just see glandular fever for our higher school certificate students, which is the most important exam of their life, basically. Their whole future mm-hmm. and careers hinges on the results of this exam that they do at 17 or 18 years of age.
Wow.
And we used to see an awful lot of glandular fever, which we still see at that time, but wow. more and more they're going to university with this 100-day cough.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a serious matter, and I wasn't joking when I said to Nick, we perhaps need to look at increasing our general immunology before we
get together.
Before we all get together.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's that. I mean, the other side of it is really, if people are very ill, it's important. Don't travel.
Don't go.
To be frank, I mean, as someone who's immunocompromised, don't travel, because you're doing a disservice to you, but you're also actually doing a disservice to a bunch
for
of others.
For the others.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had to warn the entire staff of ICANN, and they are sending it out to volunteers about whooping cough. I mean, there are people who come to our meetings who aren't immunized because they come from countries where it's not commonly immunized for that. And
that's right.
People have young children, and they could go home and infect their young children.
It's often
misdiagnosed. I mean, this could really hurt people. Actually, I think people need to be a little more responsible. I like Donnie a lot, but...
No, hang on. She didn't know when she left the country. So
but she was really ill when she left the country. She knew she was very, very ill. Don't fly. I mean, really, it's not good
don't
for
go,
you, but it's
go,
also not good for a lot of other people.
Don't go.
And the other thing is, I mean, many of these things have 21 or longer day... development times, and so many people, you know, they've got off the plane and then they get diagnosed, and it really is quite an issue with our travel. But the other thing is, I have no problem with people travelling on their planes with masks on.
I
actually think to protect yourself and to protect others, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing that. You look stupid, but hey. You know? But yeah, we also, this is another leverage, one of the reasons we do need to improve our remote participation, so that they're valid options for people.
No, there's no question about that.
That's right.
There's no question about that.
But from a public health perspective, Nick, the pandemic with global travel is a whole new management. It's a whole new ball game. Because, you know, In 7 hours, you can be at different ends of a continent.
No, I believe me, I'm quite with you. I'm struck by the fact that, I mean, I have traveled the world all my life, and I mean, for a long time, I was in a different city 4 to 5, 6 nights a week, in venues with thousands of people. And I get sick far more often at ICANN meetings than I ever did on tour.
Which
I find really actually, I think there's something wrong with that picture because, no, really, I mean, I was around tens of thousands of people a day, different people, and I didn't get sick as much as I do going to one ICANN meeting with 1,000 people there. And part of it is because we have these meetings in hotels, which frankly, in some cases, are a menace themselves, like, you know, the one in San Juan comes to mind. But yeah, there's got to be something there, really, because and it's not just me, you know. If it was just me, I'd say, well, you know, I'm a special case. But you know, Alan had pneumonia for 2 weeks after the New Delhi meeting.
That's
I mean, people are getting seriously ill going to our meeting.
Yeah, I got very sick about after Indian. I got very, very a huge cold with a lot of fever and a lot of problems.
Well, and this is happening regularly to volunteers and staff, and I, you know, honestly, I think the company should look at it because it's just not normal. I mean, I go to conventions, you go to conventions, we all go to conventions.
Yeah, everybody.
We don't come home routinely
travel,
very, very ill from them.
One of the differences is, though, Nick, this is this is a bigger melting pot put together. Yeah, you are bringing... Yes, you were in venues with a massive people, but they were a massive people from a smaller geographic location. So you sort of have bug A versus bug B. When you go to an ICANN meeting, you've got bug alphabet. You've sort of got A to Z.
Yeah, I accept that to a point, but to be honest, on a European tour, you can be in 15 or more countries in a week and a half. And so I'm not sure that I buy this. I think there is something about some of the venues that we meet in, which is frankly unhealthy, with this, you know, where you're meeting in closed rooms, over-refrigerated, closed air systems.
And we don't go out. We don't go out. We stay most of the time inside air conditioner that is circulating the same vicious air.
The same bunch. That's right. Now, whilst we're on the topic of summit, which we really are.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah.
This is a matter that I think we do need to consider, and it comes back to some of what Dharma was suggesting with the healthy snacks and, you know, having fruit and vegetables available and, you know, all of that sort of thing. I think we really need to, because we also don't eat particularly well at these ICANN meetings. And I think for our summit people, we make sure that, you know, there's the perpetual bowl of fruit and there's fruit juices available and there's lots of clean water. And, you know, let's look at actually, you know, seeing the sunshine occasionally. It could be very worthwhile. What do you think about that, Wolf?
Wolf?
Yes? Hello?
Yeah, Sherry is asking you.
I couldn't understand you.
Sorry, Wolf. I was saying, because we were talking about the general disease state of getting together in ICANN meetings, that we need to pay particular attention from the logistics point of view to some of what Dharma was proposing about the summit, where you've got the fruit juice and the water available and the bowl of fruit that people can just go and, you know, actually have some healthy snacks. So we try and keep our people as healthy as possible.
Yeah. I would strongly suggest even beforehand to send out some guidelines. Maybe there are some of the ALS representatives who are not used to travel overseas, etc., and who are not necessarily familiar with some basic rules regarding water, salad, fruits, etc., and just to make a kind of a short reminder, rules to follow, rules recommended for the summit, not to fall sick the first evening.
Excellent. I think that's great. I think I've captured that, to send out healthy travel guidelines as any other health warnings, etc.
I had actually had it on mind in mind to do something like that, and you know, there would be a welcome pack waiting in everyone's room when they check.
Yes.
And that one of the things that would be in it would be that, but also mailing out things in advance. As long as I've been traveling and responsible for people, I've always worried about health issues. In music, it was because if your singer got sick, you had to cancel the show. Now it's a more generalized health issue, but I've always been pretty attentive to that. So I had certainly planned to have a sort of a few do's and don'ts thing.
Along with that, Nick, because I go to a lot of medical conferences in my bit of past. You were going to concerts. I was going to some other things. You know, disaster management and, conferences about dealing with pandemics. We often, when you arrived, in your little, you know, conference satchel, so in our case, in our little pack, you actually had some Band-Aids, some suntan, some, you know, sun protection samples, some antibacterial hand wash stuff, and some, you know...
I always have in my pocket.
Panadol and those sorts of things. that not everyone is even allowed to travel with, but if you can have it in country, and mostly, and because we're close enough to North America for the summit, you can usually find companies that will be more than happy to give it to you in sample sizes. Because just things like handling a handrail, walking down the stairs, or opening or closing a toilet door is unhealthy. Now, I never handle a bathroom door after I've washed my hands. I just don't do it. That's what my long skirt is for. It's true. I've washed my hands. My hands are clean. To leave the bathroom, my skirt comes up. I open the door. I drop my skirt and I leave. Now, if I was in a hospital setting, there would be a bin on the other side of the door, so the paper that I would have handled the door handle with gets dropped into a waste paper bin on the outside of the door. So just little things like that. So then when I scratch my nose, I'm not inoculating myself with whatever it is the other person has.
Well, I noticed that Evan is actually lurking on the phone. He's quiet tonight.
Oh, lurk, Evan. Fess up. You're here. Okay, well, we've got our leads. Let's get on with it. We've got everybody healthy and we've got some of the peripheral stuff happening with snacks, travel hits, tools and various things. Let's get down to the serious stuff.
Yeah, nobody's used to me actually being quiet, I guess.
No.
It's not your normal state.
Yeah, well, I've actually been offline a bit taking... jiving together the two documents that are sort of in sync but not quite, which was the original Google Doc about trying to plan out the program somewhat, together with the spreadsheet that Nick sent out about the logistics of the rooms.
Brilliant, thank you.
And it's close with the actual, if you just think of it in room allocations, Nick, I think you're pretty close. The difference is on day two, you have basically five different rooms set out for 25 people each for the various general assemblies of the regions. And I think what we wanted to do was break that up so some of that was going to be general assembly, but some of that was also going to be breaking out into, say, five issue-based simultaneous sessions.
Okay, because what I have is three working groups with two sessions and five general assemblies, but I don't have days assigned to anything but the first of session of each of the three working groups.
Okay. I need to give a little bit of work on that because it depends on how many different issues we've identified. We've already got, so there's discussion of a Who Is roundtable. There's an IDN roundtable. I don't know if these need to be roundtables, but simply the format of it is less important than that we've got something out. We've got Who Is, we've got IDN. I'm assuming at some point we're going to get into the RRA and to the relationship between the user community and the registrars and registries in various forms.
Yeah, two things I'd suggest there, Evan, is it's the perfect timing to look at whatever the new GNSO structure is.
Okay, I'm being very, very focused on logistics, so I'm going to leave it to others to fill it out. I'm just saying,
sure.
I'm trying to leave in spots for a certain number of issues. What those issues are, I'll leave to the program people.
Okay.
Because what we had said is that there would be three subjects which would be outcome related on policy issues, and there would be two workshops maybe some of the same issues, but they don't have to be, which would be designed to entice the broader ICANN communities to participate too.
Right. And so what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and take the spreadsheet that you've done, Nick, fit it into the stuff we've been talking about. The order that you've got is a little off, but that's not a problem. Right now you're just trying to get the very specifics of the meeting allocation.
Yeah,
and
not to put too fine a point on it, I need to send it at the end of this call. I really cannot wait any longer.
Okay.
I absolutely have to have the room allocations done.
Yep.
It can't wait till
Monday
morning?
It can't wait. It couldn't really wait this long, but it certainly cannot wait past today.
Okay.
So we have to literally sit here, and you guys have got to tell me we have this set of meetings for this many people. I don't care what day they're on. Don't care about that.
Okay. All right, then.
I've just got to have it.
So you don't care about order right now? It's
I
just
don't care about anything but knowing how many rooms for how many hours with what facilities. That's all
okay.
I care about.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Two pages of them.
Okay, I'm going to make a couple of suggestions based on what I'm seeing on the spreadsheet now. Is everybody okay with the idea of having only three topic-based working groups? Or is there a possibility we may identify more than that? Because right now we've got identifications for three different working groups with a room allocation for 25 each. I'm going to go on a limb and err on the side of too much, Nick, and suggest five working group rooms, just like we have five regional GA rooms.
Okay. My question to you is, this means that there are going to have to be teams of people in this community doing advanced work, drafting the draft statements that will not only draft them, okay, submit them for community comments in advance so that in these two sets of sessions you can get them finished. Maybe I'm wrong, guys, but I don't see the absorptive capacity to do five.
I don't see either.
Okay. I don't see it. I think it's totally unrealistic. Because you've got also five general assemblies, two public workshops, and there's going to be substance in the general sessions.
Well, I don't... Okay.
Plus, you have a whole page of meetings with all the other communities of ICANN.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to think out loud of about the workshops and about the working groups. In the plans that we've been making until now, it hadn't even made any allowances for public workshops over and above the summit. I don't know if there's been any thought given to what's going to fill those. If we don't have anything programming-wise specifically to fill that, we may not even need those workshop allocations, Nick, and they may go towards the working group stuff.
Well, they could. I mean, the reason those are in there is because on two different summit working group calls, you had all said that it was important to have two sessions for the public on issues that users cared about, but which also were engaged beyond at large.
Well, I mean, since most of the sessions in the spreadsheet are going to be public anyway, if people want to sit in on the working groups, that's fine. The thing is, and maybe I'm underestimating what's going to be accomplished. I don't know if the result of this is going to be substantive declarations on five or even three different subjects. At this point in time, we're going to have a plenary at the end of this where we're going to try and draft things together into, you know, a single statement that will merge everything together. I don't know if... I don't know if it's necessary to even presume that each of the five working groups has to result in, you know, declarative statements, so to speak.
Yeah, Sebastian, I would like to say that I think that we for the moment don't mix everything. We need to allocate the possibility to have five working groups, I guess. And I think we have the possibility, the least for topics. Now we have to see if we can fulfill that with people to work really. And that's a very good question, but it may be not to be solved tonight, even if we need to solve it as soon as possible. And for the moment, we can ask Nick to have five room for the working groups and five for the regional meetings.
Okay. And along with that, Nick, then I chop it off. Maybe we want one public workshop. We certainly don't need two. I don't think there's been any planning into it so till now.
Okay.
So at the same time as we're asking for two more rooms for the working groups, if we haven't done any legwork till now on two workshops, then even putting one together is probably ambitious. Is that reasonable?
What is workshop for you?
Who are you asking?
What is it that you mean, or what do we mean? But what is your concept of what a workshop is? Public workshop.
Me?
Yes.
When I think of a public workshop, I think of the style that ICANN has made, which presumes to be something where you have a lot of people working together, but in actual fact ends up being almost a lecture. The standard ICANN way of doing workshops are very rarely what I'd consider to be real interactive things. A workshop, when it's working properly, is basically a report of, here's a work in progress. We'd like to get other comments on whether we're in the right direction or not. That's why, to me, it begs the question of whether we want one or any workshops, because obviously we need something to present to the public in such a way that we're going to go to the other constituencies outside of at large and saying we want feedback on this.
Well, what is the difference of public session in that?
Sorry, Vanda?
Which is the difference from public session?
Of the things that are in the spreadsheet that Nick sent, I can't identify anything that would not be public outside of the daily coordination thing that you've got at the end of the day.
So we're going to have a public sessions, and those will be called as working groups, public working groups. Is that?
I see no reason to close them. Do you?
No, I don't. I just want to understand if we're going to have two different sessions, one public session and another one work group public.
Well,
I think this is an important difference, and it goes to Sebastian's question in the first place. There is a difference between our ALS representatives having working groups and round tables, which are in camera and open to the public, and the attempt to interact with, educate, and inform the public. So, Nick, what was your thought?
My thought was maybe you can do a little of both, in that these working groups are split into 2 4-hour segments. You could have, it's probably an argument for some part of this anyway, you could have in the first 4-hour segment part of that meeting devoted to briefings from staff and or community experts on the subject, right? I mean, there would be pre-work done on draft statements related to the issue, but for those who weren't able to participate in those sessions, you could have, here is the state of the art related to whatever it is.
Well,
and that could be a bit, people could come in and see, and it would be specific to end users, of course, so people could join for that part of it, and then the later part could be the completing work on something substantive.
The way I actually saw that is a lot of that sort of expert introduction to the various topics was actually going to happen in the opening plenary. That would then give people the incentive to choose which of the working groups they wanted to participate in.
Yeah, I guess it's a very important point that we need first to try to have the people with the work we will do before the summit, with the beginning of the summit, to have the people at the same page, at the same level of information. Of course, there are people who will know more in what subject on another end. There are people who are participating since long time in ICANN. They know more than the people who will be new. But we need to try to put a minimum of information or a maximum of information from everyone to allow people to exchange on all those topics. And then they will choose to go to one or the workshop. But I hope that they will have done that also prior to the meeting. It's also something we need to think. It's how we will help the people to come to this more knowledge to be able to participate.
prior to the meeting. But sure. I really think when we split into workshop, it's to work on the on one subject and to elaborate an at large issue paper on those subjects. And I think we will have five of them. Because for the moment we talk about WIS, REA, IDN, and I guess we need to add IPv4, V6 somewhere, and or we keep on policy issue, or we have another workshop on organizational matters and the ALAC review, the participation of the end user within ICANN or whatever.
Cheryl's waving her hand.
Yeah, I am waving my hand, and hopefully, sorry about my spelling and typing, but it looks to me like we're running with a five by, but we're ditching some of our concepts of what is public workshop and going to a hybrid model such as Nick was describing, but with the pre-work still being very important. The reason I had my hand up is we are going to have, and I think this is really exciting from our perspective, and both Evan and Wolf need to hear this, because it goes to content and it goes to releasing some of what we were trying to do for logistics to get better participation by our ALSs. For 3 or 4 hours, can't remember how much, but certainly for a big whack of Monday in the ordinary ICANN meeting, we will have a next attempt at the joint AC and SO interactive model, right? So you've got GNSO people, you've got ALAC people. Notice I'm saying people, not chairs, won't you? You've got CCNSO people, you've got GAC people, and you've got ASO people, right? Not chairs, people. We will have a massive round table with two or three topics being discussed, and it will be in camera. What we as chairs want to do is send five of our, for us is great because it's just one from each region, right? Five of our people to a table to have a facilitated, interactive, proper discussion workshop, which is not public in terms of a public forum or an open mic, but is in camera and witnessed by the public, and we will have interaction with our audience. So as a chair, it will be my role to spot my people in the audience that have something to contribute, a question, a comment, an intervention. And this is actually really exciting because we can actually, you know, be there in a position of strength, having prepped our people properly, our ALS representatives properly, in our first 2 days of the summit. It's a very, very different thing than we attempted in Cairo. And it's also going to have tea boards around that big oval or square. It'll look like a GAC room, basically, but with lots more audience, right? And what the groups, what people are transcribing or typing or playing with, they'll be captured in real time up to the screen. So the audience, the public part of us, all of us, are well and truly involved as well. So I think there's an opportunity here to show a whole new participation model for ICANN meetings and to have our people really, really interactive in it.
Is this a done deal?
This is a done deal. This is a done deal.
So even if there's a belief in some circles that this would not be a good idea, it's too late.
That's right. because we want to show the ACs and the SOs working in a collaborative, interactive way. We're still doing our bilaterals, we're still doing our individual stuff, but we need to bring in, particularly for, it's a particular benefit for the GAC and for the GNSO, because they are not as cohesive as we are in ALAC and at large with the RALO structures and with the CCNSOs because of the particular motivation they have because they're running their country code.
Oh. I just want to be on record as saying that even though this is a done deal, I personally think that it's going to disrupt the summit flow, and that I don't think it's a good idea.
Summit flow, not the summit flow. It's day one of the ICANN meetings.
I know. The summit is going to go into the ICANN meetings.
Sorry. Please. I really want to be sure about one thing. It's not a summit and the ICANN meeting. It's an ICANN meeting where a summit will be organized.
Right.
And that's very, very different. And that means that we need to see where we want to have session for and organized by the summit people. And that means that on Monday, I don't know if it's morning, afternoon, or all the day, it's not a summit day. It's an ICANN session on the cross AC and SO meeting, and that's the summit. Yeah, the summit of ALSCs within the ICANN meeting. It's on Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if we need more time, we have to try to decide where and when. But it's not Monday. That's
okay. I'm going under the premise that has been stated multiple times, and you are all witnesses to it, that ALAC was prepared to give up all of its time towards summit activities. That means that those activities were to be decided here and to be as part of the summit flow, whereas things would be full days on Saturday and Sunday, and then take the ALAC spots through the rest of the week and use that towards summit purposes.
That's not an ALAC spot.
Was that not very explicit in previous discussions?
Yes, and that hasn't changed.
Well, I mean, I'm now finding that there's a meeting that's been made.
Evan, what you need to hear and also recognize is that we have also said all along that the summit delegates, our ALS representatives, will be being involved in the normal ICANN, not ALAC spaces, ICANN meeting spaces.
Right.
It is that. It is a ICANN cross-organizational meeting that's happening on the Monday. It would be running, and it will continue to run, in every ICANN meeting from now on, regardless of what At Large is doing.
Okay.
Right? So they are not in any way competing. And in fact, what I'm saying is, because that is a new type of very much more public workshop, two things can happen. Our well-prepared people after their weekend will be more able to interact fully and participate fully in that activity than I think a lot of the other communities will be, and I think that's a great thing. And that also they will then have something very valid, something very real to contribute to that process. So they will be showing quite literally on day one of the ICANN formal meeting, right, that At Large and the ALSs have something to contribute and have something to say and a role to play. And I think that's exciting.
If I could, please, I'm still very focused on the fact that I actually need something. I need the summit schedule, guys.
Yep, I know.
Hand in, and I'd really rather we didn't worry about sessions in the main ICANN meeting if we can avoid them right now.
Okay, so let's get back to the specifics of what you're looking for, and that's why I'm trying to jive that with what we had. So right now, you have 8 hours allocated to the regional assemblies, right? Let's start at day one. Day one, you have 4 hours allocated for everyone being in the morning and 4 hours allocated for everyone being in a room for the afternoon. Saturday's gone.
Right.
For Sunday, we have, well, we have 8 hours allocated for the regional general assemblies. So that in itself is one more day.
If you do those Sunday, which I suppose is a good.
Well, thing. what I'm suggesting and what I put out in the Skype chat was that this was half a day the regional assemblies and half a day starting on the working groups. Okay, there's Sunday gone. Okay, that means that everything else that we've got there has to be interspersed through the rest of the week. Are we agreed?
Why we can't do, I would say more and or in less time. Do we need 4 hours for the working group? Did we need 4 hours for the regional assembly?
No general assembly has ever even managed to finish in 8 hours.
And, Nick, the whole point behind this is I'm not thinking of the traditional general assembly. This is going to be a general assembly in the context of the summit.
I understand that, but I think you're going to find that some regions have a very strong absolute interest in a full general assembly during this.
Then I'll go along with the 8, but that may be split into 2 chunks.
I don't think that they'll mind it splitting, but I don't think they'll like it short.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Give the possibility to extend, for example, if we'll give the afternoon for this regional assembly, it can end at midnight if they are willing to.
People are going to be exhausted. Nothing good is going to get done. If you have people sitting 8 hours in meetings and then want something from them at night, they may be there, but their brains won't.
Yeah, but anyhow, if we do that, we will not be able to. No, in another word, we will have 8 hours any days. If in the other day we want to add RALO meeting or General Assembly regional meeting, it will be more than 8 hours for this day.
Okay. Well, we're trying to figure this out here in how to split this up. We've got Saturday. Okay, Saturday's accounted for. On the Sunday, we're talking about 4 hours for the regional assemblies and 4 hours for working groups. Okay. Based on what Nick just said, we have to find 4 more hours somewhere else to be able to put the second half of those regional meetings. Right?
Yes and no. When you talk about... I would say in another word. I think we in the regional assembly, a first step is to allow people to meet and to know each other. And that could be a more informal way to do that. And it's why I think it could be done even after 8 hours of work in the gathering more friendly, more user friendly.
I can't agree with that. The evening is, people are burnt out, and I can't see. You can have a social event where people are meeting each other in an informal, in a social thing, but to actually accomplish regional assembly things after people have been working for 8 hours through the day, expecting things concretely to be done in the evening.
I say exactly the same. I say that we can do in a social environment to present each other, and that could be very useful and shorten the meeting where substantive work will be done. We say the same thing, I guess.
Well, it's not going to shorten the need for 8 hours worth of general assembly based on what Nick just said.
Yeah,
we could certainly go to the regions and say, look, can you live with a half day, or do you need a full day as you normally have? And if they say, yeah, we can have a half day, well, great.
Well,
I'll
tell you what my intention was, and the rest of you tell me if I'm out in crazy land. My hope was that people would be able to have half day for the conventional general regional assemblies, and the other half day would be to be spent after people have been out at the working groups to come back and get regional consensus on what's being done at the working groups. Because after people have been spending, say, 4 hours in the working groups, they're going to come back and they're going to have ideas and they're going to be reporting back to the region. And the region may have very specific directions on how to deal with those issues.
True. No, it's a good thought.
Okay. That then they then go back into working group part two and then bring back all the regional response.
Yeah, it's really, I can't be disagree with that. It was what it was suggested last year, and it's really the breakout from regional, from some working groups, then regional, and then working groups. That's yes,
right.
We need that.
So we're back at. We have a working group. We have the working group split into two sessions, and we have the regional assembly split into two sessions. Question is, do they have to be 4 hours per session, or can they be shortened? That's certainly something that's flexible and may make, may make Sunday instead of 2 4-hour sessions. We could make, the sessions different lengths. So, for instance, on the Sunday, we could have, say, 2 or 3 hour for the initial regional assembly, which would run from, say, 9 to noon, then have lunch, and then from 1 to 3:30 would be the working groups, and then, say, a break, and then from 3:45 to, say, 5:30 on part two of the regional breakouts. And that just means we have to find another 3 hours through the rest of the week for the second part of the working group.
And that's not a problem.
Okay. So it just means, Nick, that instead of two sessions of 4 hours, we'll still need 5 rooms for the entire day. It just won't be broken out the way you anticipated. It basically.
The question is the AV going to be the same? Because if it's not, then it changes the budget.
Yeah, AV issues we have to deal with. But let's work in utopia world to start with.
Okay. I mean, at this point. Okay.
I've just got to go on mute for a minute, but I am still with you, okay?
Okay, so Nick, what do you need to know about the AV? So assume at this point that rather than 2 4-hour sessions, we have a 3-hour session on Sunday morning, and then we have a break, and then, we have a 3-hour session from 9 to noon, and that's lunch. Then after lunch, we have a 2.5-hour session for the working group, and then there's a break, and then there's another 2.5-hour session for regional sessions, regional part two.
Okay. I don't know what that means in AV terms. Is it the same?
Okay.
That's really helpful.
Okay. So. All right, so the first part in the morning for the working groups, those will probably need projectors. Are you talking about translators or AV?
Well, I'm all of it.
Okay. I'm going to have to assume, since you've got public access mapped out for everything, that there needs to be translation mapped out for everything.
No, that's not what I had projected.
Okay.
What I projected is what I sent around, which is that things would be translated as they were needed. That the working groups would all be translated because we couldn't know who from what region would be in them, but that the General Assemblies, for example, would only use translation as they do today.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so what we have then is All right. So we have the morning, which will be working groups, which will be basically the way that you have down, only instead of 4 hours, it'll be three. And instead of three of them, we got to pencil in five.
So I'm changing these all to 3 hours.
You're changing them all to 3 hours, but five of them.
Yeah, I've already got that.
Okay. Then, so then we have the five. Then we have the five regional assemblies. But instead of a single eight-hour chunk, we're going to have them as. Let's see. Put them down as two and a half hour chunks.
Two and a half hour chunks on separate days.
Yes.
Instead of, so we're assuming that they're all going to split. They're all going to be 4 hour.
Okay.
Total. Is that what you're saying to me, or?
What? Yes. So for instance, on
so
the
we're already assuming. Sorry, just to make sure that I'm right about this. You're already assuming that every General Assembly will be okay with a half a day only. Is that what you're saying to me?
No, because... Hold on. Sorry. Okay, sorry, I had it wrong. So for the... Sorry. For the morning, we've got... For Sunday morning, we've got the Regional Assemblies for 3 hours.
In the morning, not the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had it the other way around on the theory that the General Assemblies could then run long if they needed to.
Well, then they can run into lunch. Or what do people think about starting at 8 rather than 9? That allows us to perhaps do two sessions before lunch rather than one.
I would. With bringing people across the planet, we may as well have them.
Yep. Yeah, could be a good idea.
Okay, so for Sunday morning starts at 8. So 8 to 11 is part one of the regional assembly. 3 hours. Everyone okay with that? And then from 11 to 1 would be part one of the workshop.
So that's 3 hours.
No, 11 to 1 is 2 hours.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we go from... Okay. Then we go from... Okay. Two and okay. So in the morning we have regional part one and workshop part one. After lunch we have regional part two and workshop part two. So it means that the regional assemblies get 3 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon. So that's 5 hours total. But that goes from 8 to 6, if everyone's okay
totally.
With that.
I can do it in my head.
Sorry,
Nathan, it's light for you.
No, it's 11 o'clock at night, guys. It's 11 o'clock at night for me. And you do not know the shit I've been through with everything else that goes on.
I understand.
In the rest of my life. All day.
Okay.
I really don't need to do this on the line right now, guys. I need whole days or something.
Okay.
You've got different setups at different times. You're going to have the meeting rooms changed every couple hours, back and forth and back and forth. It's going to
No. The layouts do not change. The layouts of the five rooms of 25 do not change. It just means they get broken down either by region or by topic. The layouts do not change, Nick. On the Saturday, you have two different sessions that are going to have everybody in one room. On the Sunday, you're going to have five rooms of 25 people each. How those five rooms are populated through the day will change, but the room requirement does not change. Perhaps the translation is not needed all day, but the room layout does not change.
Well, that's the booths can't be moved. So
no.
They can't. The rooms, the GAs that need translation have to have it all the time. What we're in danger of here is having to have translation booths in every one of the rooms, which will just explode. The cost will go up by at least 50 to 75 grand.
Yeah, it's impossible.
This has got to, you've got to keep this simple. We cannot have a lot of bouncing around. It's got to stay simple. It really does. Every set of booths is like 10 grand a day, like 10 grand to set up. And we're way the fuck out on budget, by the way. Way out. 150 grand. So we've got to do things that make this A, simple, and B, cost effective. Really. I'm sorry if I sound frustrated, but you cannot imagine the crap I'm going through. And the shit that has been pouring on my head for 2 weeks to get this budget done. You cannot imagine.
I appreciate that. And it would have been very nice if you'd have had a great deal more support.
No, we're doing this at the last moment. You guys are adding multiple workshops and topics to be picked. And who is going to do all this work, guys?
Okay, Nick.
I have difficulties to follow this discussion at the moment.
There's workshops being added in that I didn't even think were going to be there, Nick, so I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
We now have five working groups.
Yes, and
it's
a lot
even
of the
worse
groups
than having two workshops.
A lot of the working groups will be organized by the people offering and organizing the working groups. We do not have to organize all of them by ourselves.
No, right now I think the complaint is about the number of the working groups, not what they're about.
Well, it's we've just added a whole lot of rooms. We've just added more rooms with more interpreters booths, by the way. So we've added two more sets of interpreters booths.
Well.
Okay, what I'm saying is right now we're an hour into this call.
May I? Nick, question. Which region you need to have translations?
LAC and Africa.
Okay. May I suggest that we have two rooms with translation, and not just French to English for Africa, but a little bit more. And for Spain, for Latin America, not just English to Spanish. And those two meeting rooms will be used for two of the working group where we need more translation than the others. And we will explain that it's because of the budget, and then we don't have to change the setup of the rooms, and we just try to keep it simple, as you say, and as cost-effective, as you say. And we hope that we will need translation for just two working groups. No, we decide that we need translation just for two working groups and not for the other. And we will auto-organize if we need something in the other groups.
And
that's a perfect idea.
Yeah, and maybe, may I suggest that, could we, Nikki, split the same big room into two and keep the booths in the same room?
It's by no means clear. No, it's not clear. We have a box because we haven't settled what we're going to do. They can't settle where it goes, and because they can't settle where it goes, we don't know what we can do. That's why I'm frustrated, because I'm particularly frustrated
by
the fact that we can't get anywhere because we haven't got this part done.
It's a chicken and egg story, absolutely. Understood.
Okay, can we have perhaps a situation like Sebastian just said, where on the Sunday that we have five rooms of 25 people each, two of them are equipped for translation and three of them are not. When we have the regional breakouts, that the two regions that need translation are in the rooms with the translations, and then on either the Saturday or early on the Sunday, we determine which of the working groups are going to need translations and which don't. And for budget reasons, we just have to make a judgment call that two of the working groups are going to get translated and three of them are not. So you basically, Nick, in your layout, you have five rooms of 25 people, two of them has translation capabilities and three do not.
Yep.
No, that's not a problem, Nick. That's fine.
Is that not simplifying things?
That will. That means we don't need two extra booths, two extra sets of booths.
That's right. Okay, and so we'll have to make a judgment call there, which of the working groups get translated and which don't. You know,
okay.
It'll be a judgment call, but I think we're capable of doing it.
Yep.
Well, the other thing that can be done is people can sign up for their working groups in advance. And I'd recommend to you that actually you tell people that they need to.
Yes, and we'll
people
do that.
People who are attending need to sign up in advance, and they need to be involved in the pre-work in advance.
So we do the sign-ups late on the Saturday, and then that gives us overnight to determine who goes where.
No, I meant you have sign-ups way in advance. I mean, you have sign-ups.
Well, I'm even
my suggestion.
I'm even thinking that people may not know where they want to go until they've heard the stuff at the plenary, so we've got to be flexible.
Well, on that one, I think we need to have briefings in advance. I think the people who want to attend the summit need to attend the briefings, decide what issues they are going to be involved in, and come somewhat more prepared, actually.
I mean,
I think people need to go. People need to be seen to be engaged in advance, which is what you all had said, is that you know people had to do things. They had to
and
be engaged and active in advance,
yeah,
not
yeah.
just show up on the day and get briefed on the day and have done nothing before that.
Yeah.
I agree, but I also want to allow for the flexibility if somebody wants to change their mind at the summit, that we don't say, oh, no, you signed up 2 weeks ago. There's no
yeah,
need for us to be that rigid.
Changing your mind is one thing. I think that I think that people have to. There has to be an expectation that people do things in advance. I'm just telling you. I know what the board is looking for. I'm getting it from all sides, and people are expecting that this will produce a lot of policy output. That's really the name of the game for the board and for.
And the first time each of them was at an ICANN meeting, they churned lots of policy.
Lots of these people have been to multiple ICANN meetings.
No, that's not what I said. I said the first time they were ever at an ICANN meeting, they churned lots of policy.
This isn't the first time for any of these people.
For our people?
No,
for
it's not the first time. It's not the first time for at least 75-80% of the people who are going to this summit have attended an ICANN meeting as part of their regional meetings in the last 2 years.
That's great.
You're right.
So I'm telling you what I'm hearing. I'm telling you what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get people
okay.
going.
And Nick, can I just say, part of that is my problem, not this working group's problem. This is a summit planning working group. I will wrangle the board. I will wrangle the directors. And I will wrangle the bloody CEO, if required. Right now, let's just get the logistics issues to get one big thing off our plate. That's time critical. Let's focus on that. Selling the concept and who wants to get what out of what, we'll deal with separately. So, how are we on meeting the logistics needs and the AV and the interpretation requirements
okay.
so the budget can be done?
See, you're absolutely right, Cheryl. Nick, what we're trying to do right now is you're asking for room allocations. We're trying to do room allocations.
Okay?
So in other words, I'm trying to say let's put five rooms aside. Two of them have translation, and we don't have to, on this call, figure out who goes where at what hour.
And so we're going to do theater style for all the working groups and all of the regular meetings so that they're identical. Right?
Sure. I mean, we could even do that UNGA style, the theater style. But you know, the layout of the chairs in a room of 25 people is not critical. People can move chairs.
Yeah, but you can't because the tables have to have microphones. For the rooms that have translation, it's not. You can't be moving chairs around.
Okay. Now, what is the UNGA-style Dais 6 that you'd mentioned?
Well, well, it's like what you see in, you know, where there's a podium and there's people on the podium, the chair and the vice chairs, and then there's sort of a semicircular arrangement to the...
Okay. That would be my preference for the rooms on the Sunday.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a good method, really, Nick, if that can be done.
Well, because it also allows us to put flags up so that people can,
yes. You
know, so the people can you can see who people are, and if they want to speak, they can raise their flag.
Cool. That works.
Yep, like it.
So, all right. So, Nick, we're agreed for the Saturday. We exactly as you've got four, you know, basically the entire day, 100 people in one room and translations on. For the Sunday, we have five rooms, 25 people each, UNGA style. Two of them have translation capabilities. The rest do not.
The one thing I would say, guys, is 25 times 5 is 125. We don't actually have 125 people.
I'm just using your numbers for when
yeah. You
did the
no,
General
I know.
Assembly.
That's why I'm bringing it up, because I had put 25 in there when we had three working groups.
You even have 25 each for the GAs.
Yes, I know. Because I was thinking also of observers, but on Sunday we won't have observers. Not much.
Yes and no. I think let's just work on those numbers. A couple of extra chairs isn't going to make a difference to, you know.
And assume you're going to have observers sitting in if these are open sessions.
Yeah, it's just not many people be around on Sunday, that's all. And the people around will be in their own meetings. That's what I was thinking.
Hey, maybe they'll be ICANN staff.
Well, I think, too, we do need to realize that the local, you know, group, the local ALS will be, you know, fairly thick on the ground. So, you know, two or three of them will possibly be putting their little heads in as well.
Nick, does it change things for you if those got modified to 20 instead of 25? Does that really change things?
I don't know that it does. I don't think it does.
Okay.
Well, let's ask that question.
I'll put 25 and, you know, if there's some chairs on the side, then that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that does us for the Saturday and Sunday, for the two actual summit days, right?
Okay, so what are we saying in terms of duration for these? Are these...
I'm saying we don't need to worry about that right now. We got five rooms, 25 people each. We'll populate them later. You need an answer now.
Yeah.
Is that reasonable?
So we'll just say they're half days. It gets us to whole days and rooms of the same style. So we know we need five rooms of the same size with the same setup for 8 hours, basically.
Exactly. And so how we'll populate them, we'll
yeah.
take care of later. You need an answer now.
Much easier.
Not trying to complicate your life.
No,
here.
I know you're not. I'm just, you know.
It's all right, Nick. We hear your pain, and we thank you for the effort you're making, but you're capping it from all angles. We can only work with what we can work with.
No, I'm
okay, so what's left now is we need to figure out how much summit-specific space we need through the rest of the week. Okay, we have the two summit days. They're now covered off. We now have to make sure that we're okay with what Nick has suggested for afterwards. Now, what Nick has proposed is 4 hours for a closing plenary on Thursday, concentric circle style. I'm absolutely fine with that.
Well, and what I'm trying to sell internally, well, what I'm bound and determined, frankly, to sell internally, and actually I think Doug and Denise and a number of others are with me, is that we need to think about Mexico City as it being, since it's actually going to be the real 10th anniversary meeting. That's what they're really going to do most of the 10th anniversary events. They should do the board meeting in the afternoon of Friday and the public forum in the morning of Friday, basically extend the meeting by half a day, and that we would have half of Thursday and nothing competing with us, so that you could make the plenary something that was really widely attended by
and then you could
do things like ratify your policy statements and, you know, do a meeting like you know.
So you put the plenary in the main room if there's no competition.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's what I would like to do. really, really prominent.
No argument from me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's my hand.
Mm-hmm. And which is part of the reason why I'm saying, you know, whatever you do in policy terms, for God's sake, you know, let's make sure that we get it done so that people can be sort of shocked and awed.
Okay.
To use an overused phrase from
Okay. Then if that's the case, Nick, sometime through the rest of the week, we're going to need another slot for the five rooms.
You know what you should do? You know what I think you should do? I think you should do the other half day general assemblies or whatever on constituency day, because that's the one day when all the communities are meeting
by themselves.
And but I mean, it seems to me it would be good if you did the GAs for half of the day. You could arrange it so that the other half of the day people could go to the non-commercial users and the user house meeting and all those other things.
Aren't most of those constituency things closed?
Not anymore.
No.
A lot
now.
Of them are open now.
Even the GAC's open now. Even
yeah.
the GAC is open now.
Yes, everything's yeah. open for a lot.
Okay. Constituency day sounds fine. So in other words, we use part of it for the summit stuff, and part of it we leave people free to go visit.
Yeah. So that would take you. That would take care of Tuesday.
Yep.
Part of Tuesday, and then all you need is to put workshop one in. To put the workshop in somewhere, Wednesday or whatever.
Well, there's usually a one day where they have a lot of the workshops at the same
yeah.
time, isn't there?
Yeah. And another thing that I've said is actually one of the workshops that would normally be organized for an ICAM meeting should be cut and replaced with your workshop, so that again it becomes one of the main marquee.
Well, that when I think workshop, that's exactly what I thought as part
yeah.
of the regular stream.
Yeah, it wouldn't be adding one more that would just compete with everything else under the sun. But you know, maybe you could do. I mean, just this is just a thought. Maybe for the public workshop, you could actually have something like improving institutional confidence for the worldwide user community. What does improving confidence in ICANN mean to the users of the world?
Well, I'm assuming Kieran's doing something like that anyway, isn't he?
Well, I don't know if he is, but you guys could just say, well, you don't get to do it. We're doing it.
We can pretty well, if we get in early enough, we can
yeah.
we can take the best bit.
Whatever issue you want, you can basically say, no, this is ours for this meeting.
Okay. Well,
that's a very good
remember,
idea.
Remember, guys, just while we're doing this workshop, and I think going back to, because the short answer is yes, we should do something on the Wednesday. It should be mainstream. I know I keep harking back to it, and not everyone saw them, but when the CCNSO did its hypothetical, it was beyond standing room only. They had to bring in extra streaming video because people were sitting in other rooms watching it. It's an interesting workshop style, and you can do a topic discussion that's fast and facilitated, and you know everyone becomes really interested.
You're right, but right now we got to focus on room allocation.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is that would need to be a big room then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is, on Wednesday. Wednesday is sort of workshop day, and there's always one of the workshops that gets the big room.
Well, why don't we just say this is main room?
Yep, that's it.
I'll just put that in on room design.
Yep. Room design, we take the main room for a 2-hour workshop?
Yeah. And I'll just say it's workshop one public, and I'll just say it's 250 people.
Yep.
So there you go.
Okay, so in other words, we get the main room on Wednesday for our workshop. That tackles
yeah,
that.
That is the idea. So the thing is, though, you'll have to come up with something sexy and soon.
Yep.
That's all.
Okay, but that doesn't have to be done this moment.
Not tonight, but, you know, it has to have sex appeal and soon.
Okay, so we're still stuck with this, with another spot where we've got to put in the five rooms of 25. And so you're saying doing that at constituency time, so that's like the Tuesday morning.
Yeah, you do that on Tuesday morning, afternoon, whatever will work so that...
Okay,
know.
So Tuesday morning, if we have our go, if we're going like between 8 and 12, that gives us 5 hours to play with either regional or subject-based. Again, we'll do it exactly the same way. Five rooms of 25, two have translation, three do not.
Yeah. And I put Wednesday for the public workshop.
Yep. Left.
Seb, I think, got disconnected. He'll be back.
Yeah, he did. Mm.
Okay, so that tackles. So we've got. So that tackles. That's basically a total of 12 hours between the regional meetings and the working groups. Is that reasonable?
Hell yeah.
Wolf?
Yes.
or are you just worn down?
Joined.
Nick, does that... Sebastian, are you okay? Welcome back.
Yeah.
Are you? Do you think it's okay between 8 hours on the Saturday and 4 hours on the Tuesday morning, that that's enough time between the regional conferences and the subject-based working groups?
I think so, yes.
I believe, yes.
I think it's going to have to be.
Okay, so that's a total of 12 hours. We'll chunk that up later, but for right now, that's how we'll do it. So basically all day Sunday, and for Tuesday morning, Nick, we get the 5 rooms of 25.
Now, the only thing here I notice is we still have the second half of the working group unscheduled.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're blocking out 12 hours now. We'll chunk that up later. Basically just set aside all day Sunday and the 4 hours for the Tuesday morning for the 5 rooms of 25. We'll split that up later. Right now, for you right now, we're just trying to block out the rooms.
Okay.
How much of that is regional and how much of that is subject working group, we'll figure out later. Right now, we're just trying to do the room allocation.
Well, I think we agreed on that we need at least 4 hours for the regional discussions. And we shouldn't limit the issue-related workshops and discussions too much.
Well, and if the regions are willing to waive the second half of their General Assembly, then you could have, instead of Tuesday morning or afternoon, whichever, for the GAs, you could have the working group then.
Yeah.
Well,
so far you've got AP Rallo saying it can do it in four. Urallo saying it can do it in four. Vanda said she was fairly confident LAC can do it in four. So really, if Africa and North America say yes, it's a done deal.
North America bids three.
Three.
Oh, all right.
I believe LAC Rallo can do it in three.
It's like,
okay.
Name that tune now.
I'm just going to put in.
I'm just saying, Nick. I'm just saying, block off the time. We'll chop it up later.
Yes.
Just block off the room time. We're basically saying 4 hours on Tuesday and all day Sunday. We block off the 5 rooms. We'll figure out how to populate them later.
Yes.
Yep.
And then everybody will go back to their regions and say, can we live with 4 hours, guys?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, that's our headache. That's our headache. Right now, that's the room allocation.
Okay, so right now, the only thing I have unallocated is for the second four-hour part of each working group.
Don't worry about that. We've just said we're going to figure out how to break out. We've got 12 hours to play with. Sorry. Yeah, we got 12 hours to play with between the working groups and the general assemblies. We'll split that up.
Yeah.
Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
I just don't know how to show that. That's the problem.
It's 4 hours less than you originally budgeted for, Nick, so this might actually chop something off your original plan. Because you originally had an 8-hour general assembly for everybody and two working groups of 4 hours each.
Right.
So we've actually cut some time off that.
Well, I'm not seeing that here. That's why I'm saying. I'm saying I show Sunday morning General Assembly, Sunday afternoon first session of work.
No, don't get into that level of detail. We just need 5 rooms all day Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I can give what we will do at the end. We will not decide here, but as Nick need to show something, may I suggest the following. We split the Sunday in four pieces. The first 2 hours it's for working group. The first the 2 hours in the late, sorry, the 2 other hours in the morning are for the region, and the same for the afternoon. 2 hours, 2 hours. And we will do something else.
Okay, Nick, Nick, how important is it that you break it down by function as opposed to just we need the rooms?
Well, I mean, it helps if I can have give people some idea of what it's for, but I think I can do that.
Okay, so if
I'm
you
just
have...
Gonna put, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put Sunday, I'm not going to say AM or PM, on working group one, on all of these working groups and the first half of the GA. I'm just going to put Sunday and not say AM or PM.
Yep.
And I'm going to change all of these things to 3 hours so that it's 9 hours altogether, but it just gets split up. Then it's easy, because then people can say, oh, okay, I see what's going on here. But
that's fine. Great. Okay.
Okay, so then Saturday all day, Sunday all day, Tuesday half a day. And Wednesday for 2 hours in the main room, and then daily coordination meetings. Well, and actually it's just going to be open all day.
Nick, how's about that for your allocation? If Sunday a.m., working group session number one, 5 rooms. Sunday p.m., regional conferences, 5 rooms. Tuesday a.m., 4 hours for the working group part two, 5 rooms. We may reallocate that later, but for right now, that tackles your room allocation.
Yeah, well, I've just got something. I've got working group one, first session and second session, all on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 hours for each meeting. And on Sunday, I've got the first part of the General Assembly for 3 hours, also on Sunday. It just says Sunday. It doesn't say what part of Sunday.
Yep.
So you can mix this up any way you want.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I've got working groups one and two have interpretation, and working groups three through five don't.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, this all works.
And then I have a 10-person room all day from the day before the meeting through Thursday.
Excellent. Yep, that daily coordinates is very important.
Well, and we just need a staff room, basically.
That's
it's
right.
A staff room.
It doesn't need translation or AV, but it's sure going to need coffee.
Yeah, well, it's going to get, you know, coffee, drinks, printers,
okay.
That kind of crap. Because we're not going to share copiers and printers with the main staff room, because it doesn't, trust me, you don't really want to. The copiers suck. There's always a printer problem. We don't want it.
Yeah, but Tubi has his own espresso machine there.
No, he doesn't. He has the same shit coffee we have.
I could have sworn there was one meeting room with an espresso machine, but...
It had a Nespresso machine in it, yeah.
Little Nespresso, yeah. That's
it was a Nespresso box, but it was just the general staff meeting room that had it.
That just depends on the hotel providing it. The one you want to get near to for good coffee is Avery. Avery brings her own beans, her own grinder, and her own plunger with her everywhere.
She brings her own French press with her?
She brings her own press. She's got one of those amazing plastics that's unbreakable. You know, you can do it on the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, so that's reason enough for a joint NCUC meeting or whatever.
Not NCUC.
Or if, yeah, okay. Anyway.
The only thing I would say here is now we're going to have some fun putting in the other meetings in at other times.
What other meetings do we need?
Well, I mean, I assume that you would want to meet with the GNSO, the CCNSO, the registrars, whatever, you know, all that stuff.
Well, we've got...
You have to look at it.
Well, what you have right now, there's nothing, has nothing mapped out for Monday. So just think of that the way we've been planning every other, the ALAC participation in every other ICANN meeting.
Yeah, there's nothing on Monday, and you could probably fit something on Wednesday.
There is Monday is the cross. ACSO as part of Monday.
Yeah, for part of Monday.
Okay. Just like in Cairo, there was that open joint session thing, so...
That's right. But it's going to be a different interactive model, and we're only going to do it once.
Okay. So we got Monday morning open to do some of these cross-constituency meetings, and and potentially Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, I think Tuesday afternoon is more likely because you can have the welcome ceremony. So Tuesday and maybe Wednesday, some stuff late Wednesday could be done too. We'll find a way.
Now,
and
can I just say that I've said to the other leads, the other heads of the other chairs of things, that because of us having to be really focused on summit outcomes, that a number of bilaterals I'm going to forego. Probably forego.
Well, I'll have breakfast and things.
Yeah, we'll find other ways. One thing, for example, when I met with the chairman of the board, he said to me, "So when does the board have their lunch or breakfast or dinner with your people?" I said, "You don't." "Oh, we need to fix that." And he went to get his diary out. I said, "Well, we don't have time this meeting, and don't offer it in Mexico either. We'll do it the one after."
Okay. I hate to cut in, but we're an hour 35 into this call, and I'm sure the Europeans are probably having their brains going to sleep on them.
We are ready for 2 hours more. Yeah.
Yeah.
may I just? I mean, one thing.
Do we have everything finished?
No, I have everything for that. The one thing I just wanted to reinforce is, the summit prep list that you sent around, Wolf. I realize that you're getting input from many people who want to do this and want to do that. With all respect to Theo Bondolfi, he hasn't participated in anything related to ICANN at all, ever, other than coming to part of one meeting once. And when I talked to him, it was pretty clear he thought ICANN and the IGF were interchangeable. So some of this is not workable because we can't be proposing the IGF at ICANN. And the same thing is really true with Wolf and critical internet resources.
Well, we have to discuss this with Wolfgang.
Okay. Can we move a planning session off on the program perhaps to a different call?
But yep. Just one more remark, Nick. You now pick two suggestions out of many others. And about the two you just mentioned, we have to discuss. But all the others on the list are related to ICANN, closely related to ICANN.
I don't know what Heike's suggestion is.
What?
What is Heike suggesting?
I have not the detailed description of her proposal.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is another person who's actually never participated in any way in any policy issue. And I'm not criticizing these people. They don't have to do anything. I'm just saying that they haven't. I've never heard Heike talk about anything related to ICANN other than organizational and structural matters, which is fine, but...
Well, but...
Can I make a suggestion? Sorry.
Sorry, Evan. I remember in Cairo, we discussed there is a kind of a third channel, which is the open space. And in the open space, participants from the ALSs can suggest workshops by themselves. whether they will happen, whether they will attract anybody else, is not our business. Mm-hmm. If they want to offer a discussion in a workshop, they organize, so they have to prepare it. We don't care about the organization of this. It can be...
For what it's worth, I think we have to care. And an example is what just happened with Robert and the Egyptian bloggers.
Yeah, and...
We will get... there will be a lot of attention now because of that paid to what happens to meeting space.
Yes.
Nick, do you see Robert Guerra in this call?
Seb is next.
No, but I'm not sure what you mean.
Okay, Seb is next. Sebastian, go ahead.
I agree with this because that's Wolf during the CARO meeting. I just want to be sure that we don't have people who came for their own topics and don't participate to the main ICANN issue and where we need participation and more active people. Then we open space or doors to do something else, but we need also to be care that they participate and they put as much as time and effort. Because
yes.
The example already taken, it's difficult to if we come to one meeting and the trip is paid and we are the hotel and so on, and we do something outside of the main issue of ICANN and of the summit, it's a danger for us.
Sebastian and Nick, I agree to this last point, but this remark is not valid for Wolfgang Kleinwächter, because he contributed over years to a lot of ICANN content issues. And Heike, she came to Paris. She did not only participate in the General Assembly, she participated in the whole public meeting. She was there until the end, and she was present every day. The only person, Nick's remark is valid in my eyes, is Theo Bondolfi. He was once at the Lisbon meeting. I was not there, and I don't know what he did there. He came to the General Assembly in Paris, and afterwards he disappeared. So regarding Theo Bondolfi, your reservations are completely justified. But regarding the other two... Well, I think they showed already some more commitment.
Wolf's commitment doesn't exist by any stretch of the imagination. And I didn't mention him in that context. And I accept that Heike came to the meeting. I'm just saying that she has I've never heard her say anything about any ICANN issue at any time. And in 2 years. And so... the idea of her organizing something, how is she going to even know what is within ICANN's remit? I just think you all need to be careful that this meeting isn't used by people who take ICANN's money for travel support and then use it to organize things related to issues they care about, which are great issues. I take nothing away from their issues. But they're not ICANN issues, and I don't want the at-large community, I would not like to see you all criticized as a group because a few people want to get into issues that are their issues that are not ICANN issues, that's all, and use ICANN provided and paid for facilities to do it. That's the key thing. One thing, if they come to a meeting, go to every one of your meetings, go to all the workshop sessions, and then at night go off and do something separately somewhere else. That's no one would say anything wrong about that. I just don't want to see you all getting criticized because some people don't really understand what is within the remit and what is not, or who understand it and want to do other things as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's not the expectation to have all the issues debated than the ones that are main issues from ICANN. Outside the meetings, it's for everyone to talk about everything. But inside the meeting, I believe we need to focus on ICANN issues only.
Yep. Now, the thing is, we're now moving across to the content. We need a separate meeting for the content. We need to set up a doodle for the content. Wolf, for example, some of the topics that you've got listed in what you've just distributed, just off the top of my head, the workshop with Open Space, I mean, we might even pick up something in the registrar's registries, et cetera, et cetera. To me, that looks like how to be cyber savvy. That has that has important parts to what ESAC does, has important parts to what ASO does. It has relevance to new GTLDs. It brings in a whole lot of stuff that could, in fact, be plucked out of there and might even end up as one of the shortlist possibilities for our workshop. But we need to discuss this, and I think we need to discuss it as well.
And it's Sebastian. I would like also that we spend time, not now, but in and how we will organize the work between now and the summit, how we will make the people who will be representing the ILS to the summit be able to participate to that work, how we will use, for example, the ICANN Wiki tool, and so on and so forth. We have these things to do also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say on that topic, because I know we're not supposed to deal with it tonight, is I'm arguing that I need some extra resources to help, for example, do things like accelerate the conversion of some of the static wiki content onto atlodge.icann.org, to extend the Civis CRM implementation, which is finally pushing forward, and add the events module so that we could use it for people registering, for example, their interest in given topics. It would be nice if we could build in an actually good chat module into the meeting, the event module.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of that crappy chat function that's built into the public participation site and some of these things. And so yes, to the extent that we can, you know, if you tell me, oh, I think we need X and Y function for the summit, it would be great if instead of building it into ICANN Wiki, we could build it, you know, into our site so we would have it going forward on a permanent basis. Nothing against ICANN Wiki. It's just,
And to be honest, Nick, that would be a great little launch activity for the end of the ICANN meeting. You know, come off, do a go-live in advance of the summit, use it during the summit, including for possibly enhanced remote participation by people who aren't there but would like to be involved, and then have, you know, here you are, ladies and gentlemen, this is the portal into the world of at large. I think that'd be a coup, and I'd love to see it happen. It's the sort of thing that I think we should be, you know, seriously discussing, and as you say, not now. Okay, Nick, I do need to talk to you on that matter of meeting spaces, seeing as I've been locked up with one of the head charangs at Cisco. So WebEx might be on the table if you want to have a look at some of their new options. If we can get a doodle up, Wolf, what's your time course on us having a program discussion?
Yeah.
Early next week, mid next week. When do you want it?
For me, the only day possible. Well, I have a conference next Thursday. So if it has to be on Wednesday or Friday would be even better.
Okay. So we'll set up a doodle, similar times to this, plus or minus an hour?
Yes.
Do you want me to do that, Sebastian?
Sebastian, thank you, my wonderful man.
And Wednesday or Friday, this time, or plus 1 hour or minus 1 hour?
Marvelous. Thank you,
yes.
Darling.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Okay.
Is there anything else you need from us, Nick?
No, I can send that off now, which I will immediately send off. I'll send it by copy to all of you, and I'll post it on the wiki probably in the morning now, since
that's
it's almost
okay.
Midnight for me.
Yep.
And my husband is glaring at me like, what are you doing?
Okay. Tell Enrico that it's that bad girl who's keeping you up late at night. He'll just have to forgive me.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night, all. Thank you so much.
Everybody.
Really.
Bye-bye.
Nighty-night.
Bye-bye.
Night, everyone.
Good night.
Brenda?
Left. Left.
Nick.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left. Left.